고승 그 백원의 차세로 예샴 이르쳐 디마르부 도메네 사지돈 탐제샤 개파게 와남 라제이랑 고르와마 동바둘레슈네 롤라제기 콜로 고르와랑 다신게 Now go to page 97 in the same book, and we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page 97. Sashi Perki Shushin Metok Tamri Dabdinshi Nijie Gyan Pari Sangye Shindu Nite Uwa Iro Kunam Dat Jinla Chepa Shog Jetsu Dampakyanam Kichukukala Kente Chujinti Jita Sante Du Idam Guru Rata Mandala Kam Niryatayami
Sanje
Chidam Soki Chonam La Jan Chu Bardu Dani Kap Suchi Dagi Chen Yen Gi Peser Nam Gi Dola Pem Chu Sanke Tu Par Shog
Sanje
Chidam Soki Chonam La Jan Chu Bardu Dani Kap Suchi Dagi chen yin gi pe su nam gi do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho.
Sanje
chu dang so ki cho nam la jan chu bar du da ni kyab su chi. Dagi chen yin gi pe su nam gi do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho.
Good evening. So anybody wants some candy? Sugar-free candy? Tundela, welcome back to Kadamba Center. Only 1 week. 1 week?
Yes.
Yeah. Generally study, you know, like quite intensively in Australia. So now benefiting people in Florida, one of the FMD centers in Florida, and a very good, you know, so one of the best generosity practice. Tendrila never give up, even though in Australia there's a lot of problems, you know. Tendrila is scared of snake, so there's Australia, there's a lot of snakes, so bear all the fears, and not just that, probably some other difficulty too. So,
Geshe-la, could I ask a question from last time?
Yeah. I may not remember the answer because it's past.
But I think I wrote something down wrong because there was a section where you said that we.
That's even more dangerous.
Where we make the four requests from the bottom of our heart. We're, you know, requesting to the merit field or to Shakyamuni Buddha.
Oh.
And I came up with five, so I know I did it wrong. The first I had was, please bless me so that my mind may engage in spiritual practice.
Hmm.
The second, please bless me that my practice will be successful.
Hmm.
The third, please bless me not to generate even one moment of thoughts not related to the Dharma, such as anger or jealousy.
Hmm.
The fourth was, please bless me to generate without a second's delay loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta.
Hmm.
And the fifth was, bless me to be able to generate the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Yeah, everything's perfectly correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no mistake. I think good to, you know, say verbally or remember before you do prostrations, those things, you know. So coming from Kadampa Master, I don't remember which one of them, but, you know, one of the Kadampa Masters. So that's what I'm trying to think while I'm standing there, you know, before I do prostration, try to think, go through those things. For all of us, you know, not just for me, for all of us, just standing there, just going through that. That's one of the Kadampa Master's advice. So, kind of surprised. Nobody want candy? Sugar free. Yeah, welcome to come here to pick one if you like one. You know? So today, a very important, you know, topic. How meditation on emptiness has been done. You know? By Lama Tsongkhapa, Pava Lama Atisha, so then all, you know, highly realized masters, so how they did meditation on emptiness. You know, the same instructions have been used again and again and again, you know, in order to actualize wisdom, realize emptiness, okay? So that's why it's quite important, you know. So I'm going to explain. Last, I think, Friday, I used another commentary. It's too elaborate, you know, too much information there. So, today I'm using the liberation palm of your hand in the wisdom chapter, you know. More simple, that's like, not too short, not too long, I think, the enough information. So, four-point analysis. So, mm-hmm. 4-point analysis. So the first one is like identify the object that needs to be negated. Object of negations. Object of negations. So then here the liberation power of your hand, it Phobonga Rinpoche quoted in Shantideva's books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Probably in the Wisdom chapter. The basically the meaning of this word is like in order to understand emptiness, first we have to understand empty of what? No, empty of what? So that's the object of negation, you know. So then is understand, that's what Shantideva was saying. Tabe mula mariba ting mime jumai. So in order to understand the empty, so first you have to understand empty of what? Empty of elephants, first you have to understand what's elephant. If you think of the dog is elephant, so then there's no mistake. Shesung bata se kang gokju tang se meju da ngwe ma se na, if we don't understand or recognize object of negation, in this case is like exaggerated self. So first we have to understand the exaggerated self. First we have to understand that, no, exaggerated self. We have to understand that. Without having clear understanding of that, so then empty of that is not going to be possible. No. Go do that. That is with self. And here, not just self, no, here like this, like the self that needs to be negated in order to understand the emptiness. So that means self that's been exaggerated. Or the self, no, the experience of self that's not, you know, dependent on body and mind, you know, like totally independent, you know, totally independent experience of independent self, that's the object of negation. So, for example, when we are about to fall off the cliff, so we don't think, okay, my body is about to fall. We don't say, my mind is about to fall. You just say, I'm about to fall. So that kind of moment, you know, you do experience the self that's totally independent from body and mind. take up a mega. Mega, that word, you know, mega. So if you say something like, oh, there's no elephant, but, you know, then indirectly you are saying something. But directly you are saying, oh, there's no elephant, but there, you know, is some other animals, you know, but. If you just say, oh, there's no elephant, you know, there's no but, you don't say but, there's no elephant. So that's called mega. Oh, there's no elephant, but that's called mainga. So that's indicating something. You remember the word mega and mainga? It's in the probably collective topic. Affirming. You understand affirming? not affirming yet. Affirming, there's probably, there's no elephant but. Oh?
Yeah.
Mm. Not affirming means, you know, like, there's no elephant. That's it, period. Emptiness like that. Emptiness like the first one. There's no elephant. Non-affirming. There's emptiness. Non-affirming. It's not.
It's not. It's not indicating something there.
Yeah.
Not affirming anything. Only. Not.
Mm.
Not.
Yeah. So it's like space. It's just empty space. That's what you see. What you see when you see emptiness, what it looks like, it looks like empty space. It's nothing like, oh, there's like empty space plus, you know, elephant. It's not like that. It's just like, you know, when you come out of the meditative ego poise, and what do you see? Or you see all kinds of things. You could see all kinds of things. So not just like space, you know, you just see all kinds of things. How you see them like illusions. Not illusions, but like illusions. You see them like illusions. Not illusions, these are real. Like illusions, you see them like illusions. So, when you are in deep, when you are in the meditative equipoise, what you see emptiness. What it looks like empty space. That's what it looks like, okay? That's what I call, what you say, non? Not elephant? Yeah. Yeah, there's like specific term for that, mega. That is emptiness. If you say, or if you further investigate, no good. That is emptiness. You know, well, this calls mega. Take up the mega. Free up. Inherent existence, that is, what do you call?
Non-affirming negation.
Yeah, non-affirming, also nega, I think, well, that's how they found, I'm not sure, he probably didn't have it. If you're wondering, Bhavi Dwayne Purdue, now he already passed away, so he wrote the books on this collective trophy called Duda. So maybe there you see, or maybe George Drivers, he probably wrote one book called Hand of Clap.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, sound of two hand claps. So I don't know what that means, but you know, that's the name of the book. I don't know what that means. No.
It's a plan.
Maybe sound of the two hand clap of monkey. Mm-hmm. Let me see if it's here, so maybe not. Oh, here. Yeah. Non-affirming. Non-affirming, negative. This is the same as Tendula said. Mega means non-affirming. Affirming, none. And that gives us an explanation. A negation which when expressed in the word negate is specific object of negations, but neither directly nor indirectly implies the existence of other. I would say no. There's no elephant, but there's not non-affirming. There's no elephant. Period. That is, yeah, non-affirming. So
there's no elephant, but there's a zebra. It's an affirming negation of elephant, but not.
Well, like let's call Lenji. Lenji is the name of the person, and kind of like big, physically. This is some Nemo Semizawa, so. Nemo Semizawa. and how it become big. They clearly show that even though they said, oh, I don't eat lunch, I don't eat dinner, but that's not true because something's happened, because that's why you are kind of big. No? That is like
affirming
negative.
Like fat yoga diet does not eat at night. Why? You must eat sometime else.
So when I was doing like pilgrimage in Thailand long time ago, one of my friends from Singapore and Gichichuni, two or three of us, we are going around. Then my Singapore friend has one, he has friends in Thailand, one couples. We are just going around the temple, different temples and stuff. All of a sudden, I'm kind of big, you know, so Gichichuni is kind of slim, kind of tiny. The lady asked Gichichuni, how many meals do you eat? Gichichuni said, I eat three meals. Thailand, you know, all the monks, they are supposed to not, they are like known as not eating after noon. So then he's asking why all our monks are there so big. So that is, I said, like affirming, affirming. Something must happen in the kitchen or in the room, otherwise you don't just get big. So, and I asked Gichichuni, what did you say? Gichichuni said, I didn't say anything. So, but Gichichuni is good monk. If she asks me, I will definitely say something. Now, back to the topic. So the point here, why is important to recognize object that needs to be negated? In this case, superimpose self, exaggerate self. So there's the whole point here. According to Guide to Buddhism, we have life. There's two lines from one which quoted. If you don't see the target, you just shoot the arrow. You don't see the target, you're never going to hit on target because you don't see the target. So that's like that, you know, you do have arrow, or maybe you do have wisdoms, but you know, you are never going to hit on target because you don't see the target. Here, target is superimposed self, you know, exaggerated self, okay? That's just, you know, an example. If you don't recognize thief, you know, who is thief, you know, if you don't recognize, then you may not be able to catch the thief. You know? In order to catch the thief, you know, you have to understand who is stealing. Therefore, it's very, very important to see the target, recognize the target, you know, very, very important to have the realization of the target. Tela dembar mejibin dembar tan rangi rangi jo dembar mejibin dembar tan so jo rangi ji matu jo rangi na rangi ni meju rangi ni sibja de dembar tan sibja ba like the text like 400 stanza this text is written by Ayadeva Papala so there's the commentary on this text commentary I'm not sure maybe I don't know who wrote the commentaries. I forgot quoting the commentaries. So, commentary, this is short, I remember by heart, because that is in the Lama Tsongkhapa text. He wrote the text called Refined Gold. Essence of Refined Gold, you know, which is 135 pages. So, also Lama Tsongkhapa quoted there. So, therefore, I remember, because I memorized the text, I remember. Still remember that, you know, line, so. Tell a da che chawani, so. Da, you know. What here, now, the public question has been raised, you know, what is exaggerated self? What is exaggerated self? What is exaggerated self? Tell a da che chawani. So, exaggerated self is, kashi ngubo nuji shen la ra ma libe ngubo ra shi ten nama da me ba wo so. Hmm. the self does not depend on anything. Not dependent on aggregate, not dependent on mind, or combination of body and mind, not dependent on anything. So that's the exaggerated self, okay? No, tell me one down. When you negate that, so then that's the emptiness. When you're able to negate that, first we have to recognize, then negate, here's what she said. Shinji jin la za leba minba rangani yoba hamje. Rangani yoba inherent existence. Inherent means not dependent on anything, not dependent on cause and conditions. If it's like product, it's not dependent on cause and conditions. And if there's not the product, object is not the product, so there's not dependent on the part. Part, and no, east, west, south, north, part, no, like that. Okay, Shinji. Or not depends on anything, no? That includes the part, east, west, south, north, What is the definition of inherent existence? Somebody's wondering, how you define inherent existence? What is inherent existence? Inherent existence is not depending on anything, not depending on, if there's a product, not depending on the cause and conditions. If it's not the product, if it's not the impermanence, then it's not depending on any parts like that. So that is inherent existence. How you define inherent existence? Inherent existence means not depending on anything. So that's the inherent existence, okay? Dila tik shame samjinida tsebe tse parabi ka goja the room is nyongdo ni mangena. So here now the Prabhupada is saying, okay, when you go to the debate courtyard, so all this intellectual understanding will help you to win the debate. But that's another point here. That's another point. The point is to see emptiness. That's the point. Just intellectual understanding. When you read the word or you understand, that sake of debate is beneficial. But point is to understand emptiness. Okay. You can. If you don't understand, if you don't experience emptiness, so that means you don't understand the object of negations. But you say all the time. Also, I even probably how many times, probably couple hundred times, I recite this word, this line for many nights in a row. It's just a word, So. If you don't recognize the object of negations, and it's just you say that in your mouth, but you don't recognize that. Gajang Mim is it Pena Kumani Mios. You cover Kimbos. If somebody says, a thief is the human being, a wearing white cloth. There's many human beings who wear white clothes, so how you find thief? If somebody says, thief or is human being wearing white cloth, they're the same as like saying the word, same, that's pretty much same as like saying the word. But if you don't recognize, then a kuman in your quick wish, so maybe kuman in his machine, so just saying like that, thief is human being wearing white cloth, that's not enough to catch the thief. The information is not enough to catch the thief. Similar, just saying the word, not thinking, just saying the word, you are not going to recognize the object of negation. So that's what I mean. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about that falling off the cliff that you talked about? You said, I think you said, if somebody's falling off the cliff...
When you're about to... Fall off the cliff.
Fall off the cliff.
Fall off the cliff, yeah. Yeah.
And then you say, oh, I'm falling off the cliff. Then you are experiencing the I that is not dependent on the body and mind?
Yeah, so that time we don't say like, oh, my body's about to fall, my mind's about to fall. Oh. You say I, you know.
Because you're about to fall.
So at that time that you experience I, independent I, that I is not dependent on the body and mind.
That just seems...
One occasion, huh?
It just seems kind of hard for me to figure out because you're saying that because your body is falling off the cliff, so...
No, you're not saying, we don't say, oh, my body is about to fall.
You're not saying my body, but the reason you say, I'm falling off the cliff is because your body is falling off the cliff.
Yeah, at that time, that moment, we do experience the self, this independent self. That's what, you know, that's what they say.
Huh.
I didn't make this up. That's what they say. So, yeah. So. Then, Tina Shinji Shibi Kowadan, Chik Kowadanze, Chikjidan, Rajizan Mimba, Chene, Rangi Longo, Nyamu, Jinja Domisan Bogus, Tina Shinji Shibi Kowadan, Chikjidan, Rajizan Mimba, so, not just, you know, like, say, It's not enough just to understand the word and the meaning of the word. That's not good enough, you know. So you have to really analyze. You have to analyze, you know, analyze how I experience self. Somebody calls, oh, I'm so angry because somebody just cut me off. I'm so angry. At that moment, if you analyze how you experience self, that self is totally independent self. So you know, like that, you know. So we need to analyze, you know. Do not just, oh, I understand emptiness, I mean this is, oh, it's not that good, not good enough. We need to analyze, so. Rangi long nyamnyu jenchal. Nyamnyu means experience, you know, like raw experience. I mean, you know. Say like. Yeah, so yeah, people who doesn't have bhajati, you can talk about bhajati, you can read about bhajati, but you don't have experience bhajati. You can talk about bhajati, you can talk about Tibet, but never been to Tibet, you can still talk about Tibet, you know. but no experience, so it's not good enough. So of course you have learned, but you know that's not enough, so we need to analyze, okay? Gaja mangena dendu deme duji jirigba mambu shi taya. So there are five renowned syllogism or reason, five renowned reasons, you know, to help to understand emptiness. Or you can use the reason many times, multiple times, if you don't thoroughly analyze your experience, you will not get anywhere. Then the Gaja Magana Dendu Jirigba Mangbu Shi Tanya, that's very true, because monastery, every day, 6 or 7 hours, you debate, you say this, you know, like, you say this like for more than a million times, back and forth, you know, you say that your like, hand is kind of bleeding, you're just scribing like all the time, then like that. Then, you know, like, when you debate, you're saying the word again and again. Of course, there will be some imprint in your mind stream, but, you know, that's about it. So, it doesn't mean you're going to see. But if you don't analyze, so what we need to do, we need to analyze how I experience, when you're so happy, how you experience self. When you're so upset, how you experience self. If somebody calls you, how you experience yourself, you know. Whenever we say I, we need to examine how we say, okay. Pena pumbe tani lovuzu shane je pumbe chu pumba means pumbe sha pumba means so chene pumbe chase je sare tar pumba manye ba sam toni du kone gongu chena tongshi di ting du gaja dinda shi go se na me me de je pumbe tani shi ne chang me je tongba shor ba ta jo tongshi di ting du gaja dinda shi go Seve nami me beji kumbe tanye shi ni jangme ji tongba shuwa tong, jangme tongba shuwa tong. So for example, like, let's check just, you know, pillar and the vase is very common example that we use in the Buddhist, you know, philosophical texts. So some reason Tibetan people are very used to vase because we use vase all the time or rituals in the pillar. So, some reason they've been common, very frequently used in very philosophical texts. they didn't use book, they didn't use table, even though there are so many things, chairs. So we just take this example as a prayer wheel, that's what anybody can see. So you can say, oh, when you take this, no, the shape is not prayer wheel, the color is not prayer wheel. If you take apart, no, you can do that again and again. Oh, this Lama saying, do it again and again. And say, but you may not able to see emptiness, or may come with the conclusion of, you know, nothingness. Nothingness. You separate all the parts, all the, but then in the end you are saying, same as the quantum physics, you know, oh, nothing exists. So that's then you are falling into one extreme view, nihilism. So you can do that, you can, you know, like separate all the parts, but that's not the meditation or emptiness. Meditation or emptiness, that's not the meditation. Or you may end up, you know, like seeing nothing. So that's probably not good, you know. See emptiness, you have to see something, you know, something that's very profound. Or if you see nothing, so then that's nihilism. Or Pumbe tanye shi nye, jangme je tongba shirwa. Jangme je tongba shirwa means, jangme je tongba means no, like nothingness, nothingness. Jangme je tongba means nothingness. Le shi je tongbe kosa shi ra. Tena rang re gajot sawa na nganzo len shi nga rang shi je truba dinsu je chuba. Then how to analyze? Because you say, I, we... Oh, everybody has that, you know. I'm hungry, I have to go, I'm not happy, you know, I'm so happy, you know. I didn't do a good job, I did this, I did that, you know, this all the time, there's no, we say, you know, so we need to analyze, you know, but each time when we say I, analyze, so it means body, or means mind, you know, and need to analyze how you experience, you know. Tina Gajaswana Nazil Hinges, like we don't have to meditate just to think I, you know, so we say all the time, say Nazil Hinges is like we don't have to read some like a tenet to say I, you know. We don't have to like go into deep into meditation just to say I. We say I all the time. All living beings that have, you know, this as a Hinges means Without effort, it just comes, don't require any effort, it just comes, or change it. No, how you experience yourself. So need to analyze that, you know. So, we need to analyze how I'm experiencing self now. We need to start to analyze. Pumbe ten na je. Sim je takwa zan mimba. Pumbe tobe ten ne. Sutu ba tabi na onyamba shik. Pumbe ten na means, you know, on the aggregate. It's not like, oh, that's not how we experience self. Or that's level on aggregate. That's not how we experience self. No, that's not how we experience. But that's the reality. That's what is level on the aggregate and mind, combination of aggregate and mind, that's what you call joy or gishigele, you know. But that's not how we experience. You know? So when you analyze, many you try to analyze. Pumbutena, same to Tabas and Nimbus. Pumbuts of the Tine, Sutubatabu, no Yambashi. Pumbutas, the self that we experience is not like, oh, there's self, there's no level on aggregate and mind. That's not how we experience. Huh? We experience like independent, or maybe Soviet thing, Sutuvata, or maybe it's like inherently coming from body and mind. Inherently coming from body and mind, you know. We don't experience, oh, the self is level on body and mind. That's not how we experience. When you start to analyze, and we experience self that's like inherent or independent from, you know, body and mind. Sobedin is sutubatabi, Nyamshi, Tana, Chobur, every living beings. In general, Milam Suja, not just while you're awake, even the dream, that's how we experience self. So that is called Nganzulhenje. Nganzulhenje is because of the, not sure. That is like as a nature, self-grasping mind. As a nature. Natural self-grasping mind. Why is it called natural? We don't have to meditate to think of ourselves. Or we don't have to read like complicated philosophical texts just to get idea of self. No. Everybody, even the animals, everybody, you know, has this idea of self. That's like natural as a self-grasping mind. Everybody has that. So that's, you know, so that natural self-grasping mind, how, like, natural self-grasping mind is grabbing very tight on self, and that self needs to be analyzed. That self, according to the Thabungar Moche book, Lamim here, we experience the self independent from aggregated mind. Not like, oh, self, there's level on aggregate and mind. That's not how we experience self, you know. Naturally, you know? Natural self-grasping mind. Nganzulhenje, you know. Chinna, she kansa gittin dung ngashi dzunbi sulu sumle, so, so, there can be, you know, experience of self. There can be three different types of experience of self. Experience, that's a good word to use. Experience of self. We experience the experience of self, that's not always, you know, like something independent. This is very important to understand. Three different ways to experience self, or we experience self in three different ways. Okay, so that's important to understand. Tony ji tawa jula jibe kansan nam ji, so. So the beings who possess, you know, wisdom, realize emptiness, that means beings who saw emptiness, they still say I, because, you know, they still say, oh, I'm happy, I'm eating, I have no time. They say that, they say same, you know, they're a still person. Tony ji tawa jula jibe kansan nam ji, dashi ting do tobe ta tam tanze. They mean ji chepo chini, dobe dazan dos. So whenever they say I, because of the realization of, you know, wisdom, realization, emptiness, because of that, so they, the way they experience self is like mere self, merely labeled self. That's how they experience merely level self. They don't experience independent self. They experience merely level self, merely level on aggregated mind. Oh? That's how they experience. Because they train their mind, so they already recognize, you know, natural grasping minds, how that mind experiences self, so they already negated that. So now, each time when they say I, so that means merely level I. That's what they experience, okay? Being person who see emptiness, okay? So damage, either is like merely level self, or like has a self that's free from inherent existence. Self free from inherent existence or merely level self. There's two ways they experience self. Pure person who sees emptiness, okay? Or they just see, experience a merely level self on aggregate, or they experience self is empty of inherent existence. That's how they experience self. That today, due malebe sojinams, someone who does not have any idea about emptiness, any idea about, you know, never study tenet, you know, tenet, or never, they don't have any idea of selflessness, self, you know, so, means like no education at all, no education at all about emptiness. Today, you malebe sojinamjis, the normal people or normal beings. Dinzu da ranji tumuru kangi de chabo de majebe ngazuchi se. It's very interesting here, like today, you malebe sojinamjis ngazuta, sojinamjis ngazuta. Rashi tumaru kangi de chabad majebe ngazuchi. They don't experience inherent self, or they don't experience the self that's free from independent existence. You know, there's two: inherent existence self, or free from. So they just experience self. They just experience self. No, because they have no idea. So, what's the example? There should be more. There should be some example. Any example? So all the Westerners in Tibetan community call Inji. Inji means English. But people, Tibetan people have no idea. English is from British. You know, so that whenever there's a blonde hair, they call Inji, English. They call English. Not able to distinguish American, European, the British, or Australian, or not able to distinguish. They just... So, maybe that's not a good example. Maybe some example. You have example?
For taste, something you haven't tasted and you don't know exists. I didn't know umami was a taste. There's sour, sweet, etc. And there's one called umami, I think that's the name. It's mainly Japanese kind of food would have that, and I had no idea that existed. So my taste didn't know whether I had umami or didn't have umami. I didn't know it was there.
So what do you think about that? Like a person who has no idea about, no any education about emptiness, or like inherent existence, empty of inherent existence, none of that, not understand. So that person's experience just self, no, just self. You understand that?
Yes,
so we do experience just self. So the, after, you know, when we start emptiness, still we, no, that's, this is generally speaking, it's not definite. Generally speaking, three different ways of, you know, experiencing self, generally speaking. So, it's very hard to distinguish, because if you see emptiness, it's easy to distinguish. If you don't see emptiness, it's very hard to distinguish. When I experience just self, not mere self, just self, not the mere self, mere level self, that requires deeper understanding of emptiness. You know? Otherwise, you are not going to see the mere level self. Before you negate what? Yeah, before you negate the object of refutations, there's no way you can see mere level self. But we do experience just self. But it's very much, you know, it's very hard to distinguish, inherent self or independent self or just self. It's very hard to distinguish. But we do experience hard to distinguish.
Geshe-la, would the normal view of self be something like we each are the middle of the universe? We each think of ourselves as everything revolving around us. Everything happens to us. We view everything from our own view, instead of being able to view ourselves from above as a set of causes and conditions. It's like we are the middle of our universe.
Like a baby
who doesn't understand that there are others, like, because we are a complete self, and everything that happens is because happening to us, or we are causing to happen.
So, like, because not all of us, we experience self, but if somebody asks you how you experience self, it's hard to explain. Because we experience not just, only Sunday, the rest of the day, no, we don't experience, not like that. Every single moment we experience self, but if somebody asks you, explain how you experience. Probably, you may not say, oh, I experience inherent existing self. You may not say that, but that's how you experience. But we may not say that, you know. Then, like, it's very, something that you experience, you can't explain. It's very, like, hard. So, anyway, so let me finish the first point here. So if you don't understand, please raise your hand, so then I will, you know, explain again. So now, today, you my labor, so you have been answered the Raji to Makhani Shabbat Majibin. So the person who does not have any education about emptiness, you know, they experience just self. There's a big difference between just self and merely level self. The big difference, just self. Means not inherent self, not the self that's empty, but inherent just self, which exists. Otherwise, who's going to create the karma? There will be no, who's going to create merit? And who's going to see emptiness? The first one, you know, merely level self. If you see emptiness, that's merely level self, or self that's free of independent existence. True of experience self, person who is emptiness. Or just self. You know, third way to experience self. The Rashi to be chapter Majumbachik. Or maybe like, you know, experiencing inherent self. Pretty much all beings, you know, who don't see emptiness, experience inherent independent self. Okay. So you count the person who see emptiness, they, where they experience, that's one. Where they experience self, merely level, or self that's free from inherent existence. That's how they experience self. Now the second way is like people who have no education about emptiness at all, they don't experience inherent self, or they don't experience self that's empty of inheritance. They say just self. So now the third one here is inherent self. That covers pretty much all beings who don't see emptiness. So. I don't know how to explain. Yeah, there is difference. There's, obviously, there's a big difference, but no.
The person is experiencing just self. They're not experiencing inherently existing.
No. That moment, not like generally speaking. Generally speaking, that person probably do, you know, all the time, you know, but occasionally, all the time. But, you know, like you explain, like, that's a very good question. So, like, that's why I'm saying it's very interesting. Like, we also experience just self. When?
All the time. But
no, not all the time. That's for the congratulation.
Are you saying that the self is different from the inherently existent self because the person who's experiencing inherently existent self is aware that they're experiencing that? But just self is the same as inherently existing self, right?
No, inherently existent self doesn't exist.
Right?
Yeah. I'm listening.
It's like a trick.
It's not a trick.
Okay.
It's provocative, but you said, I'm not tricking you.
All right, but inherently existent self doesn't exist, right?
Does not exist.
But it's what we think of when we think of ourself.
That's
what we think of when we think of just self.
So that's hard because I don't know when we experience just self. Most of the time, the self that we experience is like inherent self.
Okay, but these uneducated people experience just self.
Not all the time.
Okay, when is the time that they experience just self?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have answers.
That's a trick.
It's not a trick, Steve. Only Christmas Day.
But it just seems like this is my maybe my misunderstanding.
No,
it seems like what I've been learning all this time is that. Unless I.
Then now you explain to okay. You explain to us.
Okay,
when
I'll,
you experience inherent self or when you experience just self, when?
Well, now this is news to me, so I really have to think about this. But I thought that
we have to analyze.
I thought that 99.9% of the time, I am experiencing myself as inherently existent. I just because of habit, I see myself in ways that are not empty. So I'm seeing myself in ways that I mistakenly see as inherently existent.
Yeah, that's I can't say it because I cannot say you see emptiness or you don't see emptiness.
Can tell you, huh?
Yeah, so yeah, I will leave that up to you. So
my understanding was that almost all the time, I am seeing myself as inherently existent. I'm seeing myself in this incorrect way. So if there's also a time that I'm seeing myself as just self,
when?
That's
Christmas
what I'm trying to figure out. Like maybe when I'm falling asleep.
So because Steve, like you experience, we all experience. If you ask question, I don't know. Like when, I don't know.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out what's the difference between seeing myself as inherently existent and seeing myself as just self.
Yeah, please ask Lama Tsongkhapa in your dream. Lama Tsongkhapa in your dream.
I won't
to make lucid dream,
Oh,
dream.
When I have a lucid dream, that's what I'm seeing just
now? No, lucid dream, then see Lama Tsongkhapa, then us. this is a very tough question, so I don't have answer. Do I experience?
Yeah.
I do experience. You experience? I don't know when.
There just must be some definition somewhere that will help me. I'll find it.
No. See, now that's why we need to analyze. Do we experience self very strongly all the time? No. Do we experience self all the time very strongly? No. We have ups, down, mm-hmm. The middle. You know? We experience self, you know, when you get so angry, then you know, that moment, that experience self is very strong. When you get so happy, then experience yourself so strong. When life is not like normal, you know, so then we do experience, oh, say, you know, oh, I have to eat. maybe that time probably you are experiencing just self.
Okay.
If somebody screaming at you, yelling at you, then you say, how dare that you are calling my name? At that moment, it's very strong experience self, how you we don't analyze. More likely, you are not experiencing yourself. You are experiencing inherent self. But you know, what is it? A normal day, you know, neutral day, not really happy, not really sad, you know, kind of like, as a between. Not very high, not very down, you know, just say, I'm going to sleep and have and like that. Probably experience. I'm just making this up, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Helpful.
Huh?
That's extremely helpful. Thank you.
So that's a very tough question. So yeah, I am upset because of somebody did something. And also like say you know. So now it's time to cook some lunch because there's no lunch. I'm kind of upset. I'm doing my prayers. So where is that time you experience self, kind of upset, inherent self. You know, so like, your belly is full, you know, lunch has been cooked or served, so then, you know, you finish your prayer and you're just spacing out or not doing nothing. So that's probably that. Well, maybe like, when we have no strong emotionals,
mm-hmm.
So probably we do experience just self, you know, so when we get very emotional, unless you see emptiness, then you experience mere level self, or self that's empty of inherent existence. Other than that, then you experience inherent self, self that's totally independent from body and mind. Kandola, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to chant?
No. My merely labeled chanting, Geshe-la.
Didn't it?
I don't know if I wrote this down correctly. When you said just self, you said it is neither the inherent self, the inherent nor the self
that's
empty of inherent existence.
That's right.
Okay, that's
just,
all. I just want to make sure I had written that down correctly.
Yeah, that's good. Just self, there's a difference between just self and mere level self.
Neither of those.
Hmm? Geshe-la?
Huh?
So I'm thinking that for this person who doesn't have any education about emptiness, they do experience inherent self when they fall off a cliff, but they don't have the concept in their mind to be able to express that. So, because we all experience independent self until we
that person who has no educated in any philosophical text also experience the independent
self.
But
they just don't have a way of recognizing, because they don't have the education, they're not able to say, oh, I'm experiencing the independent self, because they haven't been exposed to that concept.
Yeah, they don't have understanding of the object of repetition, object of repetitions. They don't have any of that. But that doesn't mean they never experience inherent existence. Everybody experience inherent existence till you see emptiness.
Okay. Thank you. That helps a lot.
So this is like even the monastery, you know, they debate all on this particular line. So like person who has not been educated in any philosophical text, how they experience yourself. And don't they experience, then there's a lot of headache. It goes back and forth, so probably don't reach any conclusion at all, you just debate over it. So then again tomorrow. So now the answer is like,
when you say just self, would that also be different than exaggerated self?
Yeah, that's different. The just self is neither empty of inherent existence self or nor like inherent self, just self, which exists, which exists, which you know, create karma, which you know, goes life after life, death self. Make sense?
Yes.
So you know, so see, it's interesting when you start to analyze. When you start to analyze, you know, then you know your understanding will get bigger, better and better, and clear, you know. So till then, you can say, as Lama Prabhupada said, you can say this word 100,000 times, but you know, you know, you can say, somebody who does not even saw incense, write a book about incense, you know, never saw incense, and write big book about incense, you know. So she has a lot of talk, give a lot of talks on the incense, but there, if you ask, did you ever saw incense? No, like something like that. We can write, we can say about emptiness, but if you ask somebody, did you saw emptiness? Probably no. So, like me. So now, that's generally speaking, there's three different ways of experiencing self, right? One, that person who sees emptiness. How they experience self? Merely level self, or self that's free of independent existence. A person who doesn't have any kid, never been educated in the philosophical text or tenet, generally speaking, not all the time, generally speaking, they experience their self. So then, on the other hand, you know, so then everybody pretty much cover, everybody who don't see emptiness, you know, experience the inherent self. Oh. These are the three ways of experiencing self. But as I said, the second one, when you debate in the monastery, this causes a lot of headache. Same now here, other hand, same thing, my help, impermanent, permanent. Or sometimes when we see the prayer will, we see impermanent prayer will. Sometimes we see permanent prayer will. Oh, it's been there last month, it's still there, you know. But it's changed moment by moment. It changed, constantly changing, but we don't see. They're subtly impermanent. Or sometimes we just see just prayer will. You know, we don't see necessarily see impermanent prayer will or permanent prayer will. It's just prayer will. Or maybe like kids, little kids here, when they come, they just see prayer will. They have no idea of impermanent, permanent. So that doesn't mean they, you know, see that all the time. Sometimes you look at the prayer will with the understanding of impermanent, then you see, you know, impermanent prayer will. But they are different. Seeing prayer will is an impermanent or impermanent prayer will. There are two different things. Seeing prayer will as conventional truth and the conventional truth prayer will. There's two different things. You see, conventional prayer will, conventional truth prayer will, because prayer will is conventional truth. That's why you, you know. If you see your prayer will as a conventional truth, then you have to see prayer will is like illusions. Then you're probably supposed to see emptiness. Huh? See? It's just truth. In my perception, it's just truth. That's it. But it's not truth. It's like illusions. Like that. Huh? So in order to see prayer will as a conventional truth, then you will say, oh, it is only truth in my perception, but, then you say, but, it is like illusions. So then you saw prayer will is a conventional truth. We see, you know, whenever you see prayer, you see the impermanent prayer will. Why? Because prayer is impermanent. Oh, not that. Okay, so that's the same idea. now time is over, so so this is very important. So very important, so because looks like you are interested, you have interest about emptiness. So very important to learn That's how you explain to other people who have interest in this. And when you meditate, it will help. First point analysis. This is identifying the object. The object of repetition. Huh? Repetition? Refutation. Second, we are experiencing self, that's just self. That is valid. Valid? That self do exist. Otherwise, who create merit? You know, who's meditating on emptiness? Self is, has to, then, Lord Sama is, Lord Sama means valid cognizer. Di yuji nasam te panidius. That self is conventionally exist. That self is not superimposed. Lenit and Donus, the base of all the karmas, the base of all the karmas. Sumba ti nyembo, nyembi jumju, tujimazi, sumba ti. The last one, last we are experiencing self. So that self has to be negated. That self is object of negations. That self has to be negated. Sumbati nyembu jumjus. Nyembu, what's antidote? Antidote is the wisdom of life, emptiness. Jumju, tushinga juice. That is mistaken concept of self. Mistaken, the perception of self. That particular perception of self is mistaken. Mistaken. Oh, yeah. So that object is the object of negations. Oh yeah. Kenji now the D Jesutane Nashima. Then like with that kind of Kenji now the D Jesutane, so and with that, with that, I'm so angry. Then you say, I'm going to say this, that everything that you does, pretty much doing that, following the inherent, the mistake in your mind. So when you're so upset, then you scream, then you yell, then you say all kind of things, pretty much all this driven by that mistake in mind. The mind that grasping so tightly on self that doesn't exist. And everything has been said is based on that. If you destroy that, all of that will not come out. See? All kind of emotional. Whatever you say, I did that, I didn't, then whatever, then after that, so then that happens, I'm going to eat, I'm going to not going to eat, all that. Our food is not good, whatever, there's so many things that you say when you're very upset. All of that is pretty much, produced by that mistaken, basically self-grasping mind, natural self-grasping mind causing all this, activities, a body, speech, mind. So maybe I'll stop now. Time is over. Maybe everybody's looking for Friday night relaxation. Realizations. Everybody looking for Friday night realizations. So almost finished the first point. So there's not much material to cover. So I don't want to leave any word here. So I just want to read every single word. This is very important, because you are showing interest, about emptiness. So I may create some magic explaining that. So probably that magic will probably help me to see emptiness maybe in the Pardo state. So that's why, when you do see such a Guru Yoga, it covers thinking of emptiness, because it's already there, in the textbook. So it's a part of the note, like commitment. Yeah. So yeah.
Charles.